My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda try to set up their Skype chat. So listen and enjoy.
Now, when we last left with my lovely African girlfriend, Belinda, I was her daughter was recovering from smashing her face.
Right. You, I love the way you put that.
You all thought that she was going to ask for money for the doctor bills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She did not.
Surprise.
We were supposed to have the video chat that day, the big video chat to lay everything on the table.
Right.
Did not happen because of her daughter's sickness.
Right.
Instead, we had a lovely conversation about religion, which
that
blew all of your mind.
Really interesting.
So today's the day. We're going to have the video chat.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
March 15th, 2013. I ask her if she's at the cafe. She says she's about to leave. I say, you'll be late as always. Black woman. Anyway.
Oh, damn.
I'm not kidding.
I wonder if they were on time for that orgy.
I don't know. According to Ari, people were still showing up late.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Black people time. No way. Jews are late too. So, you know.
So Irish.
Everybody's late. Nobody's on time. Mm. I go, she'll be late as always. She goes, well, I had to run errands for her granny. That's her grandmother with the eyes, the sick eyes.
Right.
And I'll be there soon. I ask her.
Sick guy. My eyes are sick.
No, remember she's got the watery eyes?
Yeah.
Or the dry eyes?
My eyes are sick.
I don't remember if they're watery or dry.
You go back and listen to find that nugget out. It'll be a trivia question when I care.
when I care.
Tonight is not that night. I ask her how the daughter is, Akash is. Belinda says she's getting better. I said, that's good news. I ask her, have you Skyped since we spoke? Mm-hmm. She goes, no. Have no one to use it with. I go, oh, I saw you had another contact on your profile.
Oh, damn.
There's two contacts on her profile. Who was that? I didn't add anyone else than you. I go, I do not know. It just says you have two contacts. She goes, well, I'll have to check it up. I haven't added anyone. Oh, I go, okay, I guess you'll know soon enough. She goes, yeah. I ask her how long till she gets there. She goes, a couple minutes more. I ask her if she brings the pictures, because remember, I'm supposed to get pictures.
Yeah.
She goes, do you have mine? Remember, she wants pictures of me.
Oh, that's right.
I go, I need to get somebody to take brand new photos. You do not want ones from even a few months ago. I need friends, LOL. You do not answer my question, though. She goes, I will give you the pictures after the video chat. I go, okay, I wonder if my sexy girl will be wearing distracting clothes again. Remember last time I told you she was all hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
That was our other bit.
What? Yeah, forgot about that. We gave all of our affiliates tit names.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? You weren't here.
Oh. No.
Good. Maybe he did it in by himself.
Joe's starting to drift. Wakey, wakey, slap him.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Extreme cans.
So she goes, let's wait and see. I go, well, one of us already knows the answer. I go, hold on. Phone's ringing. Be right back. She goes, okay, back. She asks who was on the phone. I go, the Pope. He asked how you were doing.
Nice. Nice callback.
Then there's like, she goes, okay. I go, are you mad at me? She goes, a little. You don't want to tell me who's on the phone. Now remember, now it could just be a girlfriend thing.
Yeah.
But remember, also scammers like to have complete control of their victims. So is this my girlfriend wants to know what I'm up to? Or is this my scammer wants to know what I'm up to?
Your scammer wants to know what you're up to for the win, because she doesn't care if you're doing the Vassiola twins. She's not that worried about you being with other people.
That just might be her sarcasm.
No, but she has been very lackadaisical about when you mention other women.
Which is why I find her completely fabulous. I find her indifference brings us together.
I got to tell you something. I was in a supermarket and
are you Larry DeFelice?
You're taking his bit?
But I'm just, I get random thoughts and stuff like that. I'm just thinking, I start laughing. I go, the Vassiola twins.
That was just popped
the Vassiola.
I know.
It's got to be reels. The people have just caught this, in the past couple months.
Yeah.
Have no, they've really missed out on a lot of the
There's
stuff.
A lot of cast of characters with this, man.
There's so many ups and downs and people and fake people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've created my own little syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have.
I've created the empty scammer syndicate. I go, I was just kidding. It was the comedy club that I just had to cancel on. Where is your sense of humor? You usually laugh or play along. She goes, I guess it's make or break affair today, so I'm a little tensed up. I go, okay, I understand. I was just playing. Sorry to upset you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's fine.
Mm. Oh, well, that's true. It is make or break.
Yeah.
And you're messing around with his on the phone, and she's just like, oh, I can't take it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're either going to get hitched or we're getting broken up.
Okay.
You know, it's serious stuff.
Should have got off the pot.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that to her. It's a little rude, but...
No.
I go, they want to know why I had to cancel 2 weeks in Canada. I told them the pilot for the TV show might get picked up. Remember I filmed that thing?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it didn't. Anyway.
I think we
get that. You went without work? You canceled it for nothing?
And I just really didn't want to go because the money wasn't right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Money wasn't worth it for me to get off my ass. How am I going to support my scammer if the money's not good enough?
That's
really
true.
I go, I need to be around for the TV show. I might get picked up. And I need to stay local just in case they want me back. It turns out they're doing another shoot. Hopefully I'll be part of it. And I go, no, it's not fun. I did not mean to upset you. Yesterday is a big day for us. But however it turns out, my intention was never to anger you. I only like to bring joy into your life.
Okay. Hallmark?
Yeah, sure. I'm a nice guy.
Mm.
She goes, thanks, but I thought you were not supposed to leave the country because of the court case. Am I mistaken? Remember, I got the divorce case going.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
I go, I can't leave unless I have documentation for work and a club that will vouch. I'll be there working for them. I can't spend extra days in the countries. I am only allowed to leave because it's my job and they do not want the money to stop.
This is a good volley.
Yeah, really good.
This is a good volley going on right here, man.
She's the best.
Everybody had a good breakfast.
I'm the best.
Everybody had a good breakfast and a cup of coffee on this one.
Yeah.
It's game day, Joe.
Yeah.
I might be getting old for softball, but not for anti-scamming. I'm in my prime.
Damn.
I go, are you almost there? She goes, yes, I am. I go, cool. I go, get me a job in Ghana, and I can leave to be with you. Smiley face. She goes, I hope Charterhouse gets back to you so you can make it. Remember, remember Charterhouse, not Charterhouse.
That's what I was thinking.
I heard Charter Talent has a room in Ghana.
I do not want that. You will not go there. I will work the hut down the street. That's my joke time.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.